Hello, thank you everyone. Thank you, Nico. My name is Ed Mellon, and I'm going to read two short story poem pieces. First one's called I'm Smarter Than My Computer. Sometimes, when I ask my computer to read a document aloud to me, I realize that, at least for now, I am smarter than my computer. Sure, machines can sometimes beat me at chess, but that's not all there is to life, I would say. For example, I was reading an article on European history, asked my computer to read it aloud, and my computer informed me, strongest among the papal states was Bologna. I have been told by a computer, on Sunday mornings, the priest leads Massachusetts. Computers don't always understand when to use abbreviations, slang, colloquialisms, accents, things like that. My cousin doesn't either, especially when she's drunk. Another time, when I was reading about sexual health, you understand, my computer told me, Kentucky jelly is more affordable than Astroglide. KY does mean Kentucky, but not all the time. And then there's the language translation stuff. Please, please ask a fluent speaker whether AI got your translation right. I've seen a computer translate, Mira eso, as look, a gas station. And lastly, if you want to see if a computer is paying attention, test it on analogies. The other day, I saw a redhead walking a poodle with red fur. I then saw a shaved-headed woman walking a hairless terrier. What is the probability that the drapes match the curtains? This is a tricky question. If more and diverse data were given, then the hypothesis could change. The good thing is that computers don't get out very much. And is that really a problem, though? Second story is called Joy, Jam, Joke, and Joust. Ever since I got married, I've been eating a lot of jam sandwiches. This is because my spouse is allergic to nut butter. We had a lengthy debate about sun butter, which is a substitute not made from nuts, since it contains only ground-up sunflower seeds. The final decision was, it tastes too much like nut butter. How could it not contain any nuts? No, no, absolutely not. I suspect that if I were incarcerated, then I would at least have the option of eating sun butter and jelly sandwiches. I brought this up at home and was advised not to make jokes about the American penal system. Because we are lesbians. I agree, we are free not to make jokes that imply the patriarchy exists. There are a lot of things out there which are offensive to a lot of people. Still, I like the things that bring me joy. I love the painting Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh. I bought a portrait of it, a poster, and hung it on our bedroom ceiling. It was not easy to stick it up there. After I had the stars up in the ceiling, I loved to lie looking up at it. This was my joy-inducing place and experience because we live in New York and don't get to see stars like that. I only saw stars like that the time I went to Nova Scotia. That sure was a peaceful place. Also, I have agoraphobia, so I don't like going outside to places where I can see stars. Only inside, thank you very much. Shortly after I decorated our bedroom, my spouse demanded an explanation. I told them that Van Gogh's art brings me joy. They calmly reminded me that said art never brought Van Gogh joy, otherwise why would he take his ear off? Do I want to feel sublime feelings while dead artists suffer? I don't mean to imply that I treat anything my spouse says as a joke. Once, really the first and last time I was invited to meet their family, I found myself in their converted farmhouse on Cape Breton Island, getting to know the parents and their three cats. One of these furballs, who was named Cooter, suddenly arched his back and jumped from the ground to the top of the linen cabinet. Get down from there, monkey, said my spouse's mom. My spouse arched their back and calmly reminded Mom, we can't call a cat monkey, it's racist. Naturally, I didn't try to contradict my spouse. It was only a few years later, when I was working as a librarian, and let me tell you what a great career for an agoraphobic lesbian, a total inside job. It was only then that a patron returned a book called The National Geographic Book of Why. This book had explanations for all the things in the world around us, which of course I really never walk around in, because I'm afraid, and I'm married and very content, as I have elaborated above. One page asked why playground structures are called jungle gyms and monkey bars. Apparently a Chicago lawyer named Sebastian Hinton patented the jungle gym in the 1920s. He came from a family of mathematicians who wanted to help children explore the third and fourth dimensions and beyond, and figured the only way to teach kids about space was to give them a way to climb and explore their innate, quote-unquote, monkey scent instinct, close quote. The Hinton family's research led to sci-fi stories like A Wrinkle in Time, and many more. But the original patent for the Jungle Gym uses the word monkey like 50 times. I know, I'm a librarian, I read it. This thing is intentionally embedded in our culture and educational system. Is it possible that someone out there is offended that a mathematician wants humans to embrace their inner monkey? Was he a communist too? Or is that just a species-specific thing? My spouse once said that they don't mind if I read banned books as long as I do it inside the library. Bringing conflict into our home is just bad karma. For similar reasons, at our wedding, we exchanged conflict-free cubic zirconia. I do wear jewelry and have a large collection of precious stone rings, but I wear them on my toes where my spouse is not likely to see them. You see, why can't what's below have as vibrant a color spectrum as what's above, meaning the sky or the removed poster of Van Gogh? Why can't my inner life outshine anything that I dare not show on the outside? Every time I go to the Renaissance Fair, which my spouse gently reminds me should be referred to as a medieval fair, since that's the kind of stuff you find there, every time I sit at this fair in the joust pavilion, dressed in my nun's outfit with a thick veil, okay, sometimes I leave the house, but it has to be for a very good reason, and I have to be covered. Every time I am watching the knight's joust, I secretly wish a horse would lose control and run into the stands and skewer me like a kebab. I will get lifted into the air on the end of a big lance, and as my body is waved around, rainbows and sonatas will pour out of me into the world that wasn't colorful enough right before. Thank you.